This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Okay, welcome to the show. We're going to do something very different today because, as you know, I don't take a lot of guests, and to have someone in studio of this caliber is really very, very special for us. So welcome to the show. Glad you're here, The Rich Cioli Show. I want to introduce a fighter for small businesses across this country, an entrepreneur herself, and just a very, very, very nice person, Linda McMahon, the administrator of the United States Small Business Administration. Thanks for coming in studio. This is a real honor.
Thank you, Rich. Great to be here.
You're in Philadelphia today. You're promoting small businesses. I know firsthand. I know, actually, our friend Jeff Bailey from Springdance Hot Tubs, they just closed on a loan with the SBA, and they were able to expand their business, and they're so happy with the service they got.
Well, that's fantastic, because that's what SBA is all about. You know, I advocate for the 30 million small businesses across the country. And it's really pretty astounding to think that about 98% of all businesses in the country are small businesses. Hmm. Pennsylvania's got about 99% of its businesses are small businesses. And so it's amazing that they really are truly the backbone of our economy and creating more and more jobs. And as I tour around the country, and this is my... I think I've been in 41 states now, and I've toured 53 SBA district offices, which is what I did first today before I went to a couple of small businesses. So SBA, we like to say we power the American dream, you know, by guaranteeing loans for entrepreneurs who can't get credit elsewhere.
And you also have a wonderful program called SCORE, which I know that I believe there's a business today that had benefited from SCORE. And you have these executives and people who've done very, very well in business, and they help coach people who are starting out in business, which I think is terrific.
Yeah, and they do it on a volunteer basis. You know, they've been there, done that. So they help young entrepreneurs who are coming to describe what their business is, to help them develop their business plan, to help develop their market plan, to look at their cash flow projections and how they're going to manage through all of that. So sometimes issues that entrepreneurs have got a great idea don't quite know how to put it down on a piece of paper.
Linda McMahon, I want to ask you this question. I think a lot of people have a dream to start a business, but they're afraid. The fear is the first thing they have to overcome. What would you say to them?
Well, don't give in to your fear. Don't be stupid. But don't give in to your fear. You've got to balance the downside. And sometimes you can't go in with more than you could really afford to lose. But if you never take a risk, if you never take that first step, you'll never be able to take advantage of an opportunity or create an opportunity. You'll always second guess yourself and wonder, why didn't I go for that?
You'll always have that regret.
Absolutely.
Linda McMahon, the administrator of the United States Small Business Administration. Today you toured a company in our area called Hammer & Stain. This is a great story because these guys started out as a landscaping company where a guy just decided to get a dump truck. And then next thing you know, he's got a very, very successful company. They're expanding today. Hammer & Stain. I like that name, actually. It's pretty good.
Well, Hammer & Stain was actually a little bit different business than the one you described. We went to two. So the fellow who started the landscaping business was actually the first one I went to, and that was Victory.
Okay, my mistake. Two
That's
separate
okay.
businesses, right.
But it was a fellow who, as a junior in high school, bought an old secondhand dump truck and started his own business when he was 16 years old. Hmm. Now he's married. He's got five kids. He employs over 100 people. He is in the mulch business. He actually produces all whatever kind of mulch you need and delivers it about 100-mile radius. So he's developed a very successful company, gives back to his community. He is the quintessential small business guy who started from nothing, built it up, has a successful business, gives back to his community. When the storms hit last year in Florida, the three hurricanes, he took his trucks down there and helped clear debris, mulched it on the spot. So it's those kind of stories that I just love to hear. Hammer & Stain was the second business we went to today, and that's a do-it-yourself business where you actually go in and make things. You can make a sign. You can do whatever with wood products. You're sanding, you're staining, you're nailing. In fact, I got to make a little SBA logo frame sign and got to use, an automatic nail driver. I'm not quite sure what you call that. Automatic hammer, a pneumatic hammer.
A pile driver, maybe?
Something.
It's a different kind of a thing,
so,
I guess.
You know, and both businesses had utilized SBA loan programs, and so it's good to go in and see, you know, our taxpayer dollars at work who made them successful when they're creating jobs and hiring people.
Absolutely. And, you know, to think about getting a truck when you're 16 years old and then expanding it into such a successful company, that's remarkable to me. It also says a lot, though, about the American dream. I mean, where else can you do that but America, where you can get a truck and next thing you know, you got 100 employees. Not next thing you know, you got struggles. You have very hard times sometimes, but you have support and then you build a successful business. It's
sure.
a dream come true.
And we just came from Steve Steaks. And so right. I had
we're
the delicious.
Cheese steaks now.
Yes, I had a delicious Philly steak, American, without. So I knew how to order.
You didn't order Swiss cheese and
no, ordered American.
Good
had American
for you.
Cheese.
Very happy to hear that, Linda.
But Steve said that, you know, he came 30 years ago. He bought the building that the original Steve's is in, and he and his wife and his children lived upstairs. They worked it. Now they have 5 locations. So those are really the things we like to hear. And they, you know, a lot of the businesses, though, I'm touring talk about workforce issues, how difficult it is now to find employees.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm part of the president's, one of the president's task forces on a skilled workforce to make sure that we are encouraging the private sector to talk to community colleges and high schools to develop curriculum to have those men and women, young men and women that are in classes moving towards a skilled workforce, whatever the skill is that's needed, whether it's technology, whether it's carpentry, whether it's welding or whatever, that's what we mean by skilled workforce. So it's an issue. It's a sort of it's a high class problem since we've created more jobs now than we have people to fill the jobs. So it's very important that we utilize our community colleges, our high schools, our vocational schools to develop the workforce that is needed for industry.
This is a real treat for us here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD to have Linda McMahon in studio, the administrator of the United States Small Business Administration. It's so glad in your tour of Philadelphia you found time to come and see us in person.
It was great for you to invite me.
It's wonderful. The president has done, I think, tremendous things on the economy. I mean, you just mentioned how there's actually now a shortage of workers because there are so many jobs have been created right now that people are in some ways right now, I think, at this unique time, thinking that they have to find the right kind of workers. That's not possible without cutting regulations, without lowering taxes. All those things are essential for businesses to be able to hire.
Absolutely. And last year when I was touring a lot of small businesses, like I'm continuing to do, the thing I heard the most was, are we going to get the tax cuts that have been promised? So once the tax cuts went into effect and I was touring, I asked, were the tax cuts beneficial to you? Absolutely. Look, I was able to buy a truck for my landscape business because I could write it off this year. I was able to add on to my facility because, you know, that I'm going to get a tax break for that. Time after time after time, I've heard those kind of stories, you know, relative to small businesses, and it was all about tax cuts and rolling back regulations. The economy is booming. President Trump has done exactly what he said he would do, and I'm incredibly proud to serve in the administration to be able to help bring back the reaction, you know, in the marketplace to the policies, you know, that he is helping implement.
And I know that you're very close with him. I know that he relies on your advice and your counsel quite a bit.
Well, I enjoy the relationship. I've known him for about 25 years, and when he asked me to take on this position, he said, look, Linda, I want somebody that's actually built a business. You know, you've built it from the ground up, and my husband and I started sharing a desk, and we grew it from a small northeastern regional company, first nationally, then internationally, and now it's a public company. So
World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yes, we've lived the American dream, and I love being out and knowing that we might be helping other people live the American dream.
Oh, absolutely. I think, too, the notion of success in America and the kind of thing that when you're successful, you're able to help other people become successful, either by giving them a job or investing in their business. Again, that's something that's very, very unique. But you have to have confidence in the economy, right, Linda? You have to believe the economy is going to continue to maintain its strength, even get stronger going forward. I believe right now I'm seeing more and more people who are saying, you know, we are confident we're going to expand. Like the example I mentioned earlier with Springdance Hot Tubs, we're going to expand, we're going to grow. That is a very important part of, I think, again, the Trump administration and their reaction towards the economy.
Well, the level of optimism in small businesses, as surveyed by NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, other polls that are out there, are showing that this is the highest level of optimism in decades. As a matter of fact, NFIB has said it's the highest level that they've seen since they've been keeping records. So, yes, it's that confidence in the economy. Not only in what's to come, even before tax cuts were passed, the promise of tax cuts, we started to feel this vibe, you know, that it was going to be good. Once the tax cuts, regulatory rollback were in effect, we've really seen businesses take advantage. And as you said, put on that addition, hire more people, you know, get more equipment. All of those things are... And it's proving to be a really good thing. And those businesses who are expanding and growing are saying, boy, tax cuts are so great because I have more consumers. I have more customers.
Right.
They have more money in their pockets. So they're coming through our doors and they're buying more products and services.
The Small Business Administration deals with a number of different issues. You mentioned before that workforce development is an important part of what you're doing for the president in your capacity. What is the one piece of advice you'd give businesses when they're looking for employees in this kind of an economic climate we're in right now?
Well, I can tell you, I think by and large, the private sector normally solves most of the issues that it's dealt with. It can get help from the government with, you know, tax reduction, regulatory rollback. But for instance, there are many companies in the manufacturing field that I have visited who... They might have their plant close to a community college. They'll go into that community college, donate the equipment that they have on the plant floor, computers, actual, you know, precision manufacturing machines. The university then, or the community college or vocational school, teaches the students there how to use it, because it's not just necessarily for that company, but it's a kind of equipment that's used in a lot of different manufacturing companies. They'll spend 2 or 3 days in classrooms in the actual educational facility. The rest of the week, they'll go to the plant and work on the floor and get paid, you know, while they're there on an internship or an apprentice program. More and more companies around the country, the president is encouraging companies to do that, to set up more apprenticeships and internships. In fact, he signed an executive order about that to encourage companies and to appropriate money to help with that. So we are seeing companies do that. A couple of weeks ago in the East Room of the White House, we had, I think it was 23 of pretty much the larger businesses around the country, FedEx, Walmart, you know, several of the big companies who were promising that they will hire and train X number of employees. They've signed a pledge.
Wow, that's great.
So by the time they left, they'd signed pledges for 3.7 million workers over the next 5 years. Lockheed Martin, that was the other one I couldn't think of. It's but it's just incredible to get, you know, those kinds of pledges. So as I'm touring small businesses, I will often ask them, are you willing to sign the pledge that you will, you know, you'll give internships or apprenticeships to 1, 2, maybe 3? Mm-hmm. And so we're adding, you know, little by little with small businesses, you know, around the country. So keep getting the word out. Let people know how important it is, businesses, to work with, you know, the educational system, starting, and even before you get to high school. And looking at a shift in the educational paradigm so that it's not all focused on 4 years in college and getting your degree, if in fact you're not well suited to do that.
Right.
Or it won't advance what you're doing. But the You know, the absolute dignity of having a job and creating your own company is there.
Beautifully said. It's so obvious the president picked the right person for the job. And it's we appreciate you coming to Philadelphia. We appreciate you coming to our area, touring local businesses, meeting local businesses, hearing their needs. And everybody can reach out to the SBA.gov. Linda McMahon, what can I say? You say the right things, and I'm glad you're there because you understand you grew a business. You grew an incredible business. I mean, a business that inspired all of us when we were kids and a true part of our life. And now you're giving back to people. And, you know, you don't have to do this job. You're doing this job, and we appreciate that.
Thank you. I'm enjoying doing very much what I'm doing, and it's easy for me to do because I have been there. I can walk the walk and talk the talk because I've done it. The ups and downs, I've been bankrupt, come back from that, lost everything.
Really?
Lost everything. Wow. House was auctioned off, car repossessed in the driveway. Hmm. And I often say it's not how you fall, but it's how you get back up.
And now WWE is one of the most successful companies on planet Earth, I would say.
It's a very
fun
business.
And that's an understatement.
Business. Thank you.
Linda McMahon, the administrator of the United States Small Business Administration. Thanks so much for coming to Philadelphia. You already had a cheesesteak, so you're going to have a water ice before you go?
Maybe.
Okay,
we'll see.
We should probably make that happen, I think.
Okay, well, sounds like a good thing for me.
You took pictures at the Liberty Bell, and we can get some water ice for
and
you.
And in front of Independence Hall, so we're
good.
Ready to go.
Excellent, because you are a true fighter for liberty.
Riccioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.